Brazil vows to defy Maduro, deliver humanitarian aid to Venezuela. By BenQ on February 20, 2019. Brazil vowed on Tuesday to defy Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro and deliver humanitarian aid to the country, which Maduro has deployed his military to prevent. In a press conference on Tuesday, Brazilian Foreign Ministry spokesman Otavio de Rego Barros confirmed that the Bolsonaro administration is coordinating with interim President Juan Guaido to overcome the Maduro regime's military blockade on food and medicine for the Venezuelan people. The Brazilian government is mobilizing an interministerial task force to define the logistics of supplying humanitarian aid to the people of Venezuela from February 23, said Barros. The aid, which includes food and medicine, will be made available in Brazilian territory for collection by the government of interim President Juan Guaido, with Venezuelan trucks driven by Venezuelans. Brazil is taking part in this important international initiative to support the Guaido government and the Venezuelan people, he continued. Brazil is joining a wider international effort to deliver humanitarian aid to Venezuela in face of efforts by the Maduro regime to block its entry. So far, aid missions sent by the United States and other regional contributors have been unable to access people within Venezuela, instead distributing the aid in towns on the Colombian and Brazilian borders. Responding to the announcement, Venezuelan Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino warned that the Venezuelan military would follow Maduro's orders and secure the border to prevent its entry. The armed forces will remain deployed and on alert along the borders to avoid any violations of territorial integrity, Padrino said in a televised statement alongside other senior military officials. We reiterate unrestrictedly our obedience, subordination, and loyalty to President Nicolas Maduro. While Maduro no longer remains legitimate head of state in the country, the nation's top military brass have refused to recognize Guaido as their commander-in-chief. Over recent weeks, Guaido and others in the opposition have demanded the regime allow the entry of aid to help alleviate the pressure of ongoing humanitarian crisis, pleading with the military rank and file to disobey orders and stop blocking its entry. The requests have failed as military personnel continues to block its entry, placing tankers on the Tandias International Bridge to stop the passing through of vehicles. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.